tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Elves and their family have been gathering for hours down at the sleigh barns in anticipation of Santa's launch, an event that is still scheduled some 3.5 hours from right now. They are getting a bonus tonight as the final test flight of Santa's sleigh is scheduled to return at any moment. Joining us now from there is Elf Mitch with this live report.
Thank you, Frank. Indeed, the grandstands are full here in the massive sleigh barn. All are inside this year, watching on monitors for details of the landing of the test flight and later a launch of Santa's sleigh.
Mitch, what do they see on those monitors?
It's just the snowy picture, Frank.
Oh, you mean the signal is not working yet?
No, the signal is fine. It's just showing nothing but the swirling snow outside.
So they really won't be able to see very much then?
Correct. That is why there are applause signs and such for our audience today.
Mitch, we hear rumors that the sugar cookie pool has gone wireless. Is there any truth to that?
I can confirm the bets in the pool are being made all over the North Pole.
And where does that stand, Mitch?
The odds are very much against Santa right now, Frank. Not going to lie about that. But it is still early and Santa himself puts no credence in these things.
Thanks for the update, Mitch. We look forward to your call on the return and later the launch of Santa's sleigh. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.